From New York Public Radio's Q2 Music, this is Meet the Composer. I'm Nadia Sirota.
The first time I heard the Nuka Denny music,
I'm on the podium.
I'm sitting with Bob Hurwitz, president of Nonesuch Records.
I'm at a rehearsal for the Bang on a Can All-Stars.
In a concert in Cork City, which is a city in the south of Ireland. I drove especially to hear them.
We're sitting in his car, and he says, I have something I want to play for you.
And we're in the midst of performing Gragu's Boss.
And in walks Donica Dennehy with this amazing Irish accent.
And he's playing Gro Agus Báth.
This is always one of the most reliably emotional musical experiences that I have.
I am just blown away.
No matter how many times, I always think I'm prepared for it. But every time I do it, it's really it's this very intense, overwhelming emotional experience.
I'm blown away because this music doesn't sound like anybody else's music.
Music itself was very vibrant, very fresh, very, very contemporary.
So pained and colorful and expressive.
It's non-stop, so you have to have this breathless drive in your playing.
His approach is extremely rigorous and steadfastly kind of detailed.
It's powerful, it's emotional, it's music that has a tremendous sense of dynamism and urgency.
With multiple meter changes and lots of accents and driving rhythms that went from beginning to end.
And makes an immediate impact, a powerful impact on listeners of all kinds.
And there's a real intensity. It's fierce. And by fierce, I mean you kind of hear immediately where the piece is going. It's not nebulous. The writing is skilled and exacting. It speaks very directly, and there is great energy. That's what I find so distinctive.
It's incredibly exciting, very enervating, and sort of, I don't know, it's just, it makes your blood move. My name is Irla O'Linard.
My name is Dawn Upshaw.
I'm Alan Pearson.
Hi, I'm Lisa Moore.
And I would lay my head upon your breast, and you would have tender
You seem to be, as a composer, quite into the written word. I mean, do you think the fact that your father was a writer has influenced your attraction to specific texts or poetry?
Yeah, I'm more and more interested in the written word and the way that my music can engage with the written word and semantics. And it's definitely got to do with my father being a writer, and it's also got to do with the kind of veneration of writers in Irish society. I mean, you know, the poet is a respectable position to have in Irish society still. Our president is a poet. You know, the people know who are poets and writers. And so there's a huge kind of joy in language and different ways of expressing yourself.
I will arise and go now. For always, night and day, I hear lake water lapping with low sounds of the shore. When I stand on the roadway, or on the pavement's grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
I become more and more interested in the voice as well. Like, not only in Gro Agus Báth, I since wrote a song cycle on Yeats for Dawn Upshaw and Crash Ensemble. And it's based on the poems of W.B. Yeats. I felt a real power as a composer to do my reading of those texts, and sometimes slightly against what might be the obvious reading of the text. And I really took joy in that. And some of it wouldn't even be apparent immediately. You'd have to listen to it quite a lot, and then suddenly, oh yeah, that's why it changed. And so I really love that interaction. Kind of frees up an emotional part to me because I can be quite structural as well, thinking about music, and somehow when I deal with meaning, it also frees up some other part of me. It's also like writing for voice as well, that frees up something for me. Particular approaches to the six poems that I set here, which are really kind of about, in a way, the unsustainability of love and Yeats' anger at time and what time does to us. We're all angry at time.
In 2007, Donica wrote a landmark work for his group, The Crash Ensemble, with the Irish singer Iarla O'Leonard, entitled Grá Agus Bás, which means love and death in Gaelic. The piece uses a lot of the techniques we've been talking about today, including the overtone series, explicit emotional content, and tightly pulsing harmonies. So Donica, this piece obviously just has, I feel like, a very successful manipulation of real emotion and real feeling and energies. There are so many different components to this music. They seem kind of familiar, and somehow they sort of end up becoming something completely other. I know this is a broad question, but how did you sort of develop this compositional voice?
Well, I suppose there is one quite unfamiliar ingredient in that, which is this Seán Nós vocal tradition. And that term Seán Nós means old style in Gaelic. Seán is old and Nós is style. And that's a kind of unaccompanied vocal music that is transmitted orally. And since they don't know how long, but it definitely goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, predating the famine. And so that is an ingredient in this, which is familiar to those who know Irish traditional music. And but somehow when it was sort of contaminated with my own musical voice, something new came out of it. It's like cooking something and suddenly you've got a new taste.
I think one of the things about this final piece that we're going to talk about that is so moving is just the Seán Nós tradition and the way that Iarla O'Leonard is just obviously doing something that he's very good at and cares quite a bit about. not, this is the same singer, Irla O'Leonard, when he was 14, singing Aisling Gael, Bright Vision, one of the same songs Donica used as a departure point for Gras August Boss. That electronic-sounding reverb is actually just a piano with the sustain pedal depressed, so we're hearing the strings of the piano vibrating sympathetically with Irla's voice. The effect is totally acoustic.
So the Irish Shannos tradition, in a weird sort of way, after independence. So Ireland got independence from Britain in 1922. It's quite late, really. The power of the Catholic Church had then become immense, because the Catholic Church was kind of associated with the resistance against English rule. And of course, these Shannos songs are about intimate love, about wanting death to release you from the power of it. And so I actually wanted to really concentrate on that, which I thought had been less paid attention to because of the way that the power of the Catholic Church had tried to sanitize the tradition. I mean, that's not been the case in the last 20, 30 years, but up till that, yes, you know.
So what are the two songs that you used?
One is Aisling Gael, Bright Vision. Which is about a woman who becomes pregnant. She talks about if in the act of making love, that she becomes pregnant. She doesn't want that he would deny it. And then the other is Tom Shinter de Huma, which means I'm stretched on your grave. So it's kind of a bit obsessive. So that's why the piece is kind of obsessive. It really is an exercise in sort of obsessing about these things.
Hefty chunk of this piece now, like 4 minutes or so, but I wish we had time to play more. Like Donica said, this piece is obsessive. This is the interior of a fevered brain.
Good night. It's unusual. It's me.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Stone from East Orange, New Jersey. Meet the Composer was produced by Nadia Sirota and Alexander Overington. Thanks to Hannes Brown, Elena Saavedra Buckley, and Paulus Van Horn. Our executive producer is Alex Ambrose. A very special thanks to Irla O'Leonard, Dawn Upshaw, Lisa Moore, Alan Pearson, and None Such Records. Links to all the music featured on today's show, along with Donica Dennehy's website, are available at q2music.org/meetthecomposer. Thanks to New Music USA for their flexibility with the use of the Meet the Composer name, which became famous through their legacy organization founded by composer John Duffy. Also, special thanks to our Kickstarter supporters, including Randy Israti, Philip Schroeder, Laura Cartman, Patrick Glynn, Ben Wiskita, and Margaret Hunt. You're listening to New York's Q2 Music, part of Classical 105.9 WQXR. Q2 Music is a listener-supported online station devoted to the music of living composers. Q2 is home for immersive festivals, live webcasts, and on-demand concerts from today's leading music performers. Find us at Q2 on Facebook, Q2 Music on Twitter, and online at q2music.org.